News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Now, as pubs, restaurants and hotels continue to reopen, there's one element of hospitality that can see no end in sight of the restrictions, and that, of course, is nightclubs. Is there a future for nightclubs post-pandemic? News Talk's Barry White has been on the case.
So we closed our doors March 2020 here at the factory. And it's been a tough year and a half since we've been closed.
Nightclubs in Ireland have been closed for 15 months. That's over 450 days since we had packed dance floors.
Neil Kelly with the Causeway Group in Waterford, and we're over Factory Nightclub and the Woodman Lounge, which is below us. Everyone keeps telling me nightclubs are finished. They're only finished if you allow them to finish. I put a positive spin on. We've already started booking our DJs again. So we've October the Bank Holiday Wind with Republic, who are local promoters here. So we have some big DJs coming again. We started putting in and we've just lined them up. If we need to cancel them, we need to cancel them. But we reckon we'll be back at 40% capacity in September, 100% in October. That's where I'm judging it off of. It's the mixed reactions coming from the government that really put us back a bit. We're trying to get stuff open, we're trying to do it right, and I suppose we don't know when it is. So again, look, even what I said to you there, that's me second guessing from what's coming from Dublin, what people are saying and what they're trying to do. And what they're trying to do is say, look, if we push out for, say, August, we might get it in September. But coming from the vintners, that's what they're trying to do, get the nightclub situation back up and running, you know. So like, we have over 200 staff in the Causeway Group.
And with clubs closed for so long, DJs, sound engineers and bar staff have been left out of work. And Cork DJ Stevie G says he hopes things will return back to normal soon, but he says there needs to be a roadmap for nightclubs.
Pre-pandemic, I would have been DJing obviously at the weekends, would have been doing festivals all over all the summer. There's no real roadmap back. Even outdoor events, there's a couple of limited outdoor events, but for most people, there hasn't been, there doesn't seem to be much kind of on the horizon. And it's another summer, really, for DJs, artists, musicians, where they're kind of feeling that like they're not really been kind of brought in the mix, if you pardon the pun. But I think there's hope. I mean, people always want to go out and dance and want to listen to some good music. So there is obviously hope, but we'll see what happens going forward. But there's lots of people willing to work and they're ready. And it's not just DJs or artists, it's people like sound engineers, bar staff, everyone is ready to rock. And hopefully things will come back sooner rather than later.
However, not everyone in the nightclub industry is as positive about the future.
Paul Montgomery, I've been involved in the nightclub game since 1998. I think nightclub industry, we could say it again and maybe rephrase what we said earlier, is gone. Because previous to COVID, and I had just had the experience of having been in it for over 20 years, that the numbers simply were not coming through the doors. And I think drinking is front-loaded now rather than late-loaded. I think technology has changed, that people are meeting people online and stuff. They're not depending on going to a nightclub to do that. I think, you know, it's just a different scene. It's a cultural issue. And I think that the Generation Z now, maybe they were talking about, moved from the Generation X, are not doing what we traditionally did in the 80s and 90s. And I think that their way of socialising is different. But there's no doubt about it, the proof of the pudding is there, that before COVID, people had stopped wanting to go to nightclubs as part of their staple night out.
Ultimately, though, it'll be the punters who decide the future of nightclubs. And these people in Dublin said they think there's still a market out there.
In my opinion, without doubt, the Irish nightclub scene will return. I don't see it not returning. I think there's definitely a market there for it. Do I think it will return this summer? Potentially not. It'll be a bit further, maybe down the line, till we've overcome COVID and the restrictions and everything is safe to do so. But I feel between the younger generation and the older generation, there's people that have just been kept up. So you have the whole Leaving Cert students who missed out on last year, who missed out on college and everything. You know, they deserve nights out, college nights, nightclubs, everything, which they won't care. They're going to attend anyway once they're open.
So I probably would have went maybe once every week, every 2 weeks. The last time I was in a nightclub was the week before the lockdown. And I think I just miss the crack in the nightclubs. There's nothing like music to bring people together, or, you know, just miss going out dancing with the girls.
Can you wait to go back? And do you think the kind of nightclub industry is going to be the same as it was?
Yeah, look, I think we're all a bit cautiously optimistic about it, looking forward to getting back, but I doubt we'll get back before everyone's vaccinated. People will probably lay off them for a while, but I do think that there is a hunger to get back out in the nightclubs. There's only so much you can do in a pub sitting around in boots. You know, there's not as much crack. You're not going to get out dancing with the girls, so yeah.
Okay, Barry White reporting there. Paul in Dublin has been in touch already, Ciara, on this.
He has indeed. He says, I have sympathy for the nightclub owners, but in the name of sanity, how can they reopen? Loud music, making close contact inevitable, snogging, drinking in close proximity. I'm sorry, but it simply cannot work in a pandemic or even in a post-pandemic. I would mourn the passing of snogging drinking in close proximity.
I think in a post-pandemic it can work, but I can see I
get the point now.
Yeah.
But it's a rite of passage for people.
Oh, it is. I mean, I wouldn't. Wild horses wouldn't drive me into one now. But when I was young.
We have fond memories.
Yes, exactly.
We absolutely do.